This is David Faustino, and you are listening to The Action Room. Peace.
A hot one out there, New Yorkers, this week.
Hot in here.
You know, for those of you who are not listening in the New York area, it is fucking hot and humid in New York. So just take that with you.
Yeah, I fried an egg on my back this morning.
Ooh. You noticed our show began with a special station identification from none other than David Faustino, who, if you don't know him by his civilian name... As many of us don't, no offense, David, played Bud Bundy, the hapless, unfortunate, no-luck teenager on Married with Children, seminal comedy of the 80s. And we had David having a possible love connection with our very own correspondent and comedy wacky expert, Jessica. We're going to hear a little more about their dates that they actually went on.
She's going to be in the studio.
All right, so we had a lot of events this past weekend. It was a very busy room for all of us working here at the Action Room to bring you the latest and the greatest. We went to the Wimbledon Tennis Nintendo Wii Festival over at Barcade in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. We took in the Mocha Art Festival, the 8th annual Mocha Festival over at the Puck Building in downtown Lower East Side.
And the Mocha is like the indie comic book.
It's the super cool hipster indie non-superhero. Very cool literary slice of life, angsty comic book side of the world.
Yeah, as opposed to the Big Apple Con.
Yes.
Which we also went to.
What was interesting going from the super hipster cool indie world of Mocha to the highly nerdy, socially awkward, smelly, musty... really repulsive in every way, Big Apple New York Comic Con. So a lot of the video clips from last weekend's many, many events will be on our ActionTube link on our site. We're going to talk to Jessica and find out about her date with David Bud Bundy Faustino right after these words and musical notes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you. We have, as we promised, our very own Jessica. Woo!
Hola!
Jessica! This is a first. Jessica's done so many great things for us, but this is the first time she's actually been in the studio.
In the house.
Live.
What a magical place this is.
Isn't it?
I'm so excited.
It's not unlike Disneyland, I've been told. All right, so Jessica spent some time at the Big Apple Comic Con, which I was bemoaning was smelly and dirty and smelled of old cardboard.
Strange smells coming from that place. Old comic books, man.
Yes, too many old comic books.
Old comic book artists.
They don't believe in showers, apparently.
Apparently not. Not the Jedis. Not the Jedis.
So moving on to our main interest is David Faustino, Bud Bundy from Married with Children, who we interviewed, and I think we mainly got the interview because of Jessica, and he was already, I think...
taken with her.
Yeah, taken by
enraptured,
her.
Enraptured, so, if you will.
But we didn't know how much. Now, let's play a clip of when you interviewed him, and you kind of asked him out, because that was
a running gag.
I've got guts. Yeah, I asked
Jessica has no lack of guts. We've seen this time and time again.
Mike forced me to have no fear.
This is the thing, yes. Mike is very relentless about that.
But
right,
no,
so
basically,
you wanted to play this clip, or did we play it?
Let me play the clip real quick. This is when they actually kind of jokingly ask each other out, but then it develops.
Right.
Very pretty girl.
David Faustino thinks I'm hot.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. That's the only reason I'm doing this interview. Let's get on.
Do you want to go out?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Old enough?
Yes, I'm old enough.
Old enough, yeah.
So,
note that chemistry, people.
Chemistry captured for immortality on film, people.
Okay, but afterward.
You know, Mike was quick to say that he wasn't with me. Thank you, Mike.
For the show.
All right.
I'm with you, soul.
No.
In my
so, So David asked if I'd be interested in getting a drink, and I said, sure, why not?
Ooh, where'd you go?
We went to the Schiller's Liquor Bar on the Lower East Side.
Oh, okay.
A swanky little place.
Mm. Sounds like there was some genuine interest. I don't know. What do you mean?
There's some genuine interest. We had a good time. He's a cool guy.
Oh, he sounds cool. Very cool.
So what were the dates like, really? Like, let's hear.
It was interesting. You know, a lot of people recognize him. And he told me he can really kind of play it up or down.
If he wants to.
He cannot be recognized at all, or he can be.
Now, he probably downplayed it when he was with you, I would think.
You know, it was so great. People thought I was somebody.
Oh.
You are somebody.
I know.
You are.
Okay. You know, I don't think I'd be a very good famous person, because I was starting to get annoyed with people. And I was actually kind of rude to someone. I didn't mean to be. And David was like, you have to be nice.
Oh, no. Wow. He schooled you.
Yeah, and he hasn't stopped calling me, but I think it's because he...
You're different.
He wants my drug dealer's number.
You're refreshing. You're genuine.
Wow.
And then, actually, we took an acting class together.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You believe this all in the period of 3 days. You're already dating this guy.
She's on a private jet tomorrow. Look
yeah. You guys. No, he flies coach.
He stayed an extra few days for you.
Are you serious?
Is that correct?
Maybe I was part of the reason.
The flexibility that someone in his position has, why not? You know?
What is his position exactly?
More notoriety and money than we have at the present moment. Don't you fret, because we'll all be there very soon.
Yes!
Woo!
And you guys will help me control my manners, right?
We have to be nice to non-famous
people. No,
people.
I am not controlling your manners, because that's why you're so big on this show. It's about not having manners. Remember that, Jessica. Remember your roots.
Okay.
Remember Relentless
Tony,
Mike.
At the Comic-Con, I had Tony, my little angel, on my left shoulder going,
right.
Don't be mean.
I'm like, don't.
And Mike going, do it.
That's a
so
very
torn.
Succinct summary, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say this. Will it continue?
We'll see.
Yeah, you've got to.
Yeah, I think for sure we'll talk. And you know, he's actually thinking about.
You never know.
Coming back to New York,
full time,
and maybe living here. So we'll see.
Rad.
Wow,
very cool.
What did you tell your parents that you're dating Bud Bundy?
I'm not dating him. Yes, I did. No, are you kidding? I had to call my dad right away. I was like, Dad, I'm going out with Bud Bundy. He's like. Be careful.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Thank you for coming in. And
thanks for having me, guys.
And thank you for sharing with us, laying bare your personal escapades with none other than David Faustino.
I will date anyone for the action.
Whoa! So, as we bring this episode to a close, what's the latest, Producer Mike, with your lady friend?
Well,
what's the status?
It's going okay now. And before it was a little different. I felt bad that I didn't update everyone last week, but it's fine. I'm with her. And she's a great girl. And I'm sorry to her for, you know, anything for the past. So let's move on.
All right. Well, that's a relief, because the Drudge Report was writing endless blogs about that scenario. So... It was all over the internet.
The soap opera continues.
That might draw us to a close for this week's Action Room. So thanks for listening. I remain Tony Wolf.
And I'm sometimes a fool, Richardson.
All right. Well, we continue to be the Action Room, the place where pop culture lives. So we'll see you soon.